This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. During this year's campaign, President Bush and many lawmakers played up their promise of prescription drugs for seniors. They passed a Medicare drug benefit, and as many as 30 million people are expected to sign up in 2006. But a new analysis finds that some people will get far more than others. Some might actually pay more than they would have without the new law. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
In some ways, the analysis conducted for the Kaiser Family Foundation shows the new drug coverage offered under Medicare will work just as Congress intended. Tricia Newman is a Kaiser vice president.
Low-income beneficiaries are projected to get significant help under the new law, as are those with high drug costs.
In fact, those with the lowest incomes who sign up for special subsidies could cut their drug spending by more than 80%, according to the study. But for everyone else, says Newman,
the magnitude of the savings for those who don't receive low-income subsidies is somewhat more modest.
They'll spend about 28% less on their drugs if they sign up for the voluntary coverage. Barbara Kennelly is president of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. She says many of her members are profoundly unhappy.
This is seriously a problem for seniors. When they think they're going to get a benefit, the benefit is much smaller than they thought they were going to get.
In fact, a quarter of those who sign up will pay more for the coverage than they'll get back in benefits, the study found. Another big problem, said Kennelly, is that an estimated 1 in 4 people who sign up for drug coverage will fall into what's called the donut hole. That's where coverage ends unless enrollees spend $3,600 of their own money on drugs, after which coverage resumes.
I travel a great deal across this country, and I talk to senior group after senior group, and I'll have to tell you they were shocked at that. They couldn't believe that there really was going to be a donut hole, that they really were going to be asked to pay a monthly premium and get nothing for it.
Medicare Administrator Mark McClellan, however, told reporters in a conference call that the study paints an unrealistically bleak picture of the benefit.
When you look at the numbers, in any 1 year, most beneficiaries are significantly better off, and over their lifetimes, virtually everyone in the program can save money with the drug coverage.
McClellan also said Medicare beneficiaries need to look beyond their immediate savings in deciding whether to sign up for coverage.
One of the things that you miss in looking at a 1 year view is the security that insurance can provide to beneficiaries over the remainder of their lifetimes.
But even those who think the program will help most people are worried about the potential for widespread confusion, particularly because beneficiaries will have to pay more if they don't sign up right away. Joe Antos of the American Enterprise Institute thinks Congress ought to consider delaying that financial penalty.
It's unreasonable to think that people will, in the span of probably 3 or 4 months, really figure all of this out and do the right thing.
There's one thing every analyst agrees on. Explaining to seniors how the program will work and how they'll be helped will be no easy task. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.